This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. So many people out there are seeing what I'm seeing. The mainstream media just can't fool us anymore. They really can't. I get so many emails that say, this is a coup. This is a coup. It may be a silent coup. It may be a subtle coup. It's not a violent coup. It's not an in-your-face coup. But it's a coup. And, Wayne, you got to start talking about it. This is treason. President Trump needs to start arresting people for treason. I could not agree more. There's just something wrong here with what's going on, whether it's the media, whether it's the education system, whether it's the social media, Silicon Valley, whether it's the Democratic politicians. They're out to destroy President Trump. They're out to steal the presidency. They're out to kill President Trump. They're out to imprison President Trump for spitting on the sidewalk or jaywalking or going 66 in a 65, whereas they're doing real crimes and getting away with it. And, of course, my hope is that this new Attorney General Barr is going to put people in jail and hold them accountable. I don't know. Everything I've seen about him indicates to me that he's deep state himself. So I just don't know. But I do trust former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova. And he was a guest on the show last week, and he did say that Barr is good and that he'll do good things. So we'll see. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's made some unbelievable predictions about the Dow going down and get out of the markets, and he was right. You need asset protection. You need valuable advice from smart people. And that's where Tangible comes in. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver in your life and you have this receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible wants to prove to you that after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible Investments. So I mentioned in that last segment where I was interviewing the author of Jihad Psychopath, Jamie Glazov, I mentioned that Chris Brown's been detained on potential rape and drug charges in Paris, France. Potential aggravated rape and drug charges, according to the Associated Press. The woman who filed the complaint against Brown, another loser, another gangbanger, loser, Trump hater, liberal, commie, pinko, entertainer, who slaps around women, rapes women, beats women. Piece of garbage. That's what Chris Brown is. And wouldn't it be interesting if he got convicted of rape, what would happen to him in prison? He'd learn a thing or two about rape, wouldn't he? Every night, he'd be singing. The woman who filed the complaint against Brown said she met the Grammy winner and his friends a few weeks ago at Club Le Cristal. After the overnight encounter, they all went to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel near the Concorde Plaza in central Paris. A Parisian official relayed to the AP, French investigators who have 2 more days to decide whether to release Brown or file preliminary charges against them. One of Brown's bodyguards is being detained by judicial police in Paris. CNN says Brown's being held with 2 unidentified individuals. Brown's attorney, Mark Garriegos, did not immediately respond. Another famous lawyer, represents nothing but scumbags, did not immediately respond to the rap's request for a comment on the story. Brown's record label, Sony Music, also did not respond to a request. In 2009, he pled guilty to felony assault against singer Rihanna, who was his girlfriend at the time. He's been in trouble with the law numerous times since then. In July, he was arrested on felony battery charges stemming from an April 17 incident in which he was accused of punching a man who took the picture took a picture of him without his permission. Back in 13, Brown and a bodyguard were arrested and charged with felony assault after an incident outside of a Washington, D.C. hotel. There have been other instances of legal trouble for the now 29-year-old singer, from drunk driving to trafficking. I'm a smoking gun. All right. A lot of people out there have no right to be attacking Donald Trump. I can tell you that much. Now, I've gone the whole show so far without getting back to the Covington kids. So the Indian, the Native American, and I love Native Americans. I've written books where I'm very friendly and very sympathetic to the cause of Native Americans. I believe the white man did terrible things to the Native American. That doesn't mean that this Native American is a good person. He's not. He claims he fought in Vietnam. He didn't fight in Vietnam. He's a liar. He's a liar and a fraud. And the coverage given to this is so ridiculous. But first, let me tell you about this guy. First of all, Twitter still hasn't banned the accounts that threaten high school kids. People are threatening to murder them. And Twitter hasn't banned any of their accounts. And then the Native American activist Nathan Phillips never served in Vietnam, but raised money saying he did. Washington Post has issued a correction. Nathan Phillips was never deployed to Vietnam. Far-left activist Nathan Phillips told reporters he served Vietnam in 76. The U.S. withdrew in 73 from Vietnam. Network spent 19 minutes smearing the Catholic teens and 58 seconds on the March for Life. Media Research Center's Newsbusters reports that between Saturday night and Sunday morning, NBC, ABC, CBS spent 19 minutes, 5 seconds of airtime on smears of racism against the Catholic teens who were confronted by left-wing activists. The networks, however, devoted only 58 seconds to the March for Life held Friday at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Wow. A troubling scene many are calling racist, announced the NBC anchor Jose Diaz-Balart. Yeah, he of Mexico. What a joke. Jose Diaz-Balart. No bias on his part. Of course not. NBC reporter Tommy Leinert portrayed the video clip of students from Covington Catholic High School being confronted by a Native American demonstrator as dozens of youths wearing Make America Great Again hats mocking Native American elder and Vietnam veteran Nathan Phillips. Wow, what a lie. ABC This Week host Martha Raddatz asked Oklahoma Senator Jim Lankford, a Republican, what's your message to those teenagers? Has the president created this environment doing things like calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas? Meanwhile, another guest, New York Senator and newly announced 2020 presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand, wasn't asked a single question about the founders of the left-wing Women's March being accused of anti-Semitism. ABC's Good Morning America and World News Tonight provided 9 minutes and 35 seconds of total airtime in attacks against the Catholic high school students, but only 6 seconds for the March for Life. CBS spent the least amount of time on left-wing activists' confrontation with students, a total of 4 minutes, 21 seconds. They devoted 8 seconds to the coverage of the March for Life. By Monday morning, all 3 networks began to acknowledge there was a lot more to the story, citing additional video footage of vile taunts being hurled at the Covington students before the confrontation with Nathan Phillips. And now they're going to have to admit Nathan Phillips is a total, complete fraud. But meanwhile, liberals have emailed me today. Everybody knows that the whole story was a lie. But I guess if you watch CNN, you don't know that. So even today, liberals are saying, oh, those terrible kids. What are you saying about those terrible kids, Wayne? They're not terrible. They're innocent. They did nothing wrong. And they're going to the White House. They're going to meet with the President Trump at the White House as early as tomorrow. Covington's MAGA kids to meet with Trump. Families plan to sue after the mainstream media witch hunt results in death threats. Good. Glad to hear it. By the way, this just in, breaking news. Breaking news from the New York Post. Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell reach a parent deal that may end the shutdown. Top senators said Tuesday they would vote Thursday on 2 separate bills that could bring an immediate end to the record-breaking government shutdown. One of the bills has the backing of President Trump and includes $5.7 billion for the long-promised border wall, which I keep saying is woefully inadequate and just not enough, and he should aim for the whole $25 million. The other would extend funding for the shuttered agencies through February 8th. The plan of compromise between Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer could be a way to end the shutdown, though the fate of the border wall funding bill remains in doubt in both the Senate and the House. Trump could veto one or both of the bills, prolonging the shutdown, which enters its 33rd day tomorrow. People are saying there isn't a way out of this mess. Isn't there a way to relieve the burden on 800,000 federal workers not getting paid? Isn't there a way to get government services open first and debate what we should do for border security later, Schumer said. Well, now there's a way, huh? I don't trust that Schumer's saying that. Hours earlier, McConnell tweeted that Trump's counteroffer to Democrats was the only path to reopening the government. He said the proposal outlined by POTUS would reopen the government fully. It is the only proposal currently before us that could be signed by the president and immediately reopen the government. The president's proposal includes $5.7 billion to fund sections of the border wall in exchange for temporary protection for Dreamers. House Democrats called it a non-starter. They say Republicans need to reopen the government, not continue their complicity in the Trump showdown. Well, guess what? You can't get the border funding if the government employees are back. So I hate it, too. I don't like anybody being made to suffer. I don't like anybody not being able to pay their bills. But in the end, got to get the wall. As I reported with my commentary at the top of the first hour of this show, without the wall, America's done. Finished. Finito. Gotta get the wall. And I don't even think this gets you the wall. It gets you started on the wall, but it doesn't get you the wall. If I was Trump, I would ask for the whole $25 billion. In any case, Wayne Allery of War Now, all's good with the world. New York Yankee Mariano Rivera is now in the Hall of Fame, the only unanimous selection in the history of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now I've got to get some Dallas Cowboys elected to the Football Hall of Fame, okay? We're a long way away from that. Chris says good luck, and he's based in Dallas. He says that in my ears. He's got a lot of nerve. Wayne Allery of War Now. Go Dallas Cowboys. They're not in the Super Bowl, are they? No, they're not. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allery Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Senogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Senogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allery Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
It's hard to get to everything today. There's so much going on. First of all, let me mention Newsmax TV, sponsor of this segment of the show. It's America's fast-growing cable news channel. 80 million homes, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity, and many others. We are really conservative, and you can watch me with Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week. You can watch me twice a day on Newsmax. Not only is my show at 5 o'clock here on the West Coast, 8 o'clock p.m. East Coast every night, Monday through Friday, but it's also repeated the next day at 10 in the morning on the West Coast and 1 p.m. on the East Coast. So pretty cool. If I just talk in East Coast language, it's probably simpler for everyone, right? My show's at 8 o'clock every night, repeats the next day at 1 in the afternoon every day. That's pretty simple. So if you don't get Newsmax TV, and by the way, you can watch Newsmax TV at NewsmaxTV.com. So this afternoon, as an example, my show starts in about 35 minutes. Just go to NewsmaxTV.com and watch live. It's as simple as that. If you don't get it on cable, if you don't get it on satellite. But if you want it on your cable system, make sure you call 844-500-6397. If you're paying for cable anyway, it ought to be on your cable system. And Newsmax will be at that number, and they will find out your area code and zip code, and they will connect you to the cable system in your area, and they'll connect you toll-free. So the whole call will be free, and you'll get to tell the cable company, I want Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Allyn Root, my favorite host. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. All right, so Schumer and McConnell reached an apparent deal that may end the shutdown. May, you know, we all know how that goes, so we'll see. The NFL is sued over a blown call during the NFC Championship game. I said this, worst call in the history of any sport in the history of the world. the single worst call ever, and you stole the Super Bowl for the New Orleans Saints. And I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. What do I care about the Saints? But they're a nice team and a nice city and a nice history, and Drew Brees deserved to go. 40-year-old quarterback. Is he ever going to get another chance? Probably not. You know how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl? And the game was over. Saints won. If that call is made, it's automatic. They win. They run out the clock and kick a three-point play, and the game is over. And no, they don't call it. It was the worst blown call in the history of sports. So I understand why people are suing, even though it's, you know, kind of strange. You know, bad things happen all the time. Bad calls, strange plays, strange bounces of the ball. You know, is that a suable event? I don't know, but I guess it is this time because the people of the entire city of New Orleans are outraged and bummed, and they feel like their entire life was changed by a bad call. You can never get back a Super Bowl that you missed by one play. All right, other big news. The Supreme Court rules in favor of Donald Trump again. Supreme Court reinstates Trump's ban on transgender military personnel. Yay! And I've been a gay rights guy my whole life. It's so funny how they keep moving the ball. That sounded funny, didn't it? Gay rights, move the ball. It's they keep moving the line. They keep moving the demarcation line. They keep moving the line in the sand. You know, it used to be just you believe in gay rights. The gay people have rights. Yes, Wayne Root was kind of liberal on that one topic. Yes, gay people should have rights, you know? I didn't think black people should sit in the back of the bus, and I don't think gay people should sit in the back of the bus. And I don't think gay people should have to, you know, endure different rights than the rest of us. So, yes, I agree with gay rights. Then it became gay marriage. First, it was kind of disgusting to me, and then I went with it, and I said, you know what? Who cares? It doesn't affect my life if two gay people get married. So knock yourself out. You're all just going to wind up in divorce court like the rest of us. Good luck. So I even went with gay marriage. Now you want to move it to transgenders. People don't know if they're straight. People don't know straight. If they don't know if they're a man or a woman, people don't know which bathroom to use. Someone that confused doesn't know if he's got a penis or a vagina. Sorry, you shouldn't be in a foxhole with me. You shouldn't be in a barracks with me. I'm not fighting a war with you next to me. It's just weird. I'm sorry. That's not a gay rights issue. Gay rights is just, do you have rights? Should a landlord refuse to rent you because you're gay? Should you lose your job because you're gay? No. But transgender in the military? And the only reason they want to be in the military is they want the free operation. Everybody knows that. It's ridiculous. Then that's on the taxpayer because you are confused. You want to change your sex. I got to pay $150,000. Are you out of your mind? So the Supreme Court, breaking along ideological lines, on Tuesday allowed the Pentagon, in a 5-4 decision, to move ahead with the plans to bar transgender people from serving in the military. While lawsuits contesting the policy worked their way through the courts. 5-4 decision removed injunctions opposed by lower courts that blocked Trump's plan. Of course, because there's always someone, liberal, gay, transsexual, communist, or just plain mentally ill in the 9th District that'll overrule everything Trump does. But, you know, people who know absolutely nothing about national security, zero, while the president knows everything about national security, and they think they can overrule the president about national security. And this is national security. Because when we are invaded by a foreign nation and America's lives are on the line, sorry, but I don't want the transsexual army flying the rainbow flag fighting the United States of America. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You better thank God for macho straight men who like to kill people, because that's our only chance. What do you think, going to fight Russia and China with a bunch of transgenders and a rainbow flag?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The partial shutdown of the federal government is in its second month, and there's no realistic end in sight. President Trump offered a deal on Saturday that was quickly rejected by the Democrats, in which the president offered temporary protection for Dreamers in return for $6 billion for a border wall. Chris Cabrera is a Border Patrol agent. He tells Fox News what needs to be done along our border.
First off, we're going to need some type of barrier on the southern border to help those, to help us funnel those that are trying to avoid detection. And the other thing, we need to close this catch-and-release loophole that we have going on right now.
The White House is promising there will be a State of the Union address next week. But where? Well, that's still a bit up in the air. The president hopes to give the speech on the 29th in Congress, but it could happen outside of Washington, D.C., or possibly even in the Senate. The Dow on this Tuesday was up 303 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. By the way, Fox News host Brett Baer and his family were involved in a major car crash in Montana. Slammed into another car, and his car was knocked quite a few feet in the air, landed in a ditch, and landed, turned over on its side. And Brett Baer and the family very shaken up, and maybe some injuries. I don't know if it's broken bones or not, but nothing major. Nobody's got, thank God, you know, dead or paralyzed or anything like that. And Brett and I are kind of email friends. I've met him in person a couple of times, but we speak on email all the time, and I sent him a nice note. And wished him well and prayed that he's okay. And he answered back within 5 minutes. He just got in the crash, I think, yesterday. And he answered back this morning when I heard about it. I sent the email to him. I figured in a couple of days he'll answer me. Maybe or maybe not. You know, maybe he's in a hospital somewhere. But sure enough, he answered me within like 5 minutes. Wayne, thank you. That's so nice of you. So you're talking about a really great guy. He's a very nice guy. And very well-mannered and very nice person, which you don't find in the media. He's probably the nicest, one of the nicest people I've ever met in the media. Brett Baer and his family, wife and two sons in a car accident, but okay, thank God. All right, so before I get to my great guest, James Hurston, ironic I mention this because James Hurston is our entertainment guy and Hollywood guy, our man of the, with the Hollywood news. I do want to mention Cenogenics as the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's pretty simple. Cenogenics made Wayne Root great again, and they can make you great again. Just give them a call, 888-YOUNGER, for a free consultation, 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. And I just quickly always tell the story. I thought I was in the best shape in the world for any 50-year-old because I work out so much and I eat so healthy and I take so many vitamins and I meditate every day and I pray every day and, you know, I affirm and visualize every day. I do all the things a person should do to be healthy, and they found a million things wrong with me when I went in for my blood tests and my fitness tests with Cenogenics. So when all is said and done, they reversed the problems, which you could see in blood tests. That's fabulous. And they also reversed my fitness problems because despite working out an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, I wasn't in the greatest shape because I never liked to push my body. Now they got me pushing it so hard that I could run marathons. Matter of fact, my fitness level was up just a smidge under 60% the last time I was in. So they've done great things for me at the age of 57. If you can go up 60% in your fitness level, somebody's doing something right. 888-YOUNGER, they can do it for you. 888-YOUNGER, toll free. Thank you, Cenogenics. All right, without further ado, James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, the entertainment industry, website, jameshurston.com. James, my good buddy, Brett Baer is doing okay, thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness. And he described what had occurred in that, how quickly the Montana police came, how people that were bystanders came over, his car flipped, they helped hold the door open so he and his family could escape. Paramedics showed up quickly. And, you know, he tweeted, he said, you know, the most important thing is family, and it's easy to take that for granted. Count your blessings. Hashtag count your blessings. So thank goodness there was hardly any injuries considering what had happened to him. And it was one of those things where he got caught on an ice patch, hit the brakes, and slid right into the intersection. An oncoming truck hit him on a basically in a right angle in the, on the driver's side, and flipped him into a ditch. Just, you know, a blessing from God that Brett and that beautiful family stayed intact. They were out on a ski trip.
Think how many people die every year in accidents just like that, and he walks away without, you know, anything more than maybe a minor scratch. So thank God all is well. And like I said, him and I are kind of pen pals on email, and he answered back 5 minutes after I sent an email to him. That was pretty cool. So I'm really glad Brett's
okay. He's a gentleman. He's a
real gentleman. Good man. Good man. All right. And you're a good man and a gentleman, by the way, and I appreciate that and love having you on the show every Tuesday night. Gladys Knight takes a stand for the national anthem. Tell us about it, James Hurston.
Yeah, this is a beautiful thing. You know, we've talked often on your show about Colin Kaepernick, what he launched, how he harmed the NFL brand, how this disrespect for the anthem spread, and how the mainstream media and the Hollywood celebrities joined with Kaepernick, and it got to a point where it is still affecting the Super Bowl in this way. There were a group of performers who announced, if you call me to perform, I won't come because I stand with Colin Kaepernick. People like Jay-Z, like Rihanna, you know, basically said they wouldn't come. And the social media has attacked anyone who's agreed to perform at the halftime show, like Adam Levine and Maroon 5, for example, and a couple of rappers, including Big Boy. And so people are pressuring them. So here comes Gladys Knight of Gladys Knight and the Pips. And not only does she say that she's going to sing the national anthem, she releases a statement that references Kaepernick by name. And he says, look, she says, Kaepernick is protesting about police violence and injustice. He said, she said, our national anthem has been dragged into this, and she wants to separate it. She wants to give the anthem back its voice. And I think this is wonderful because she's the Empress of Soul. That's her nickname. And if anybody can give it back its voice, it's going to be Gladys Knight. But she's getting slammed on the social media for taking the stand of respect for our national anthem. And I'll tell you, Wayne, you know, you're a handicapper. You've watched the Super Bowl for years like I have. That moment when all of the fans in the stand and most of the fans at home and all of the athletes show this spirit of unity that we all adhere to, and we're showing respect not just to the song, but to the nation that we love and to the people who defend it. That is a beautiful moment at every sporting event, but particularly the Super Bowl, the preeminent event that has the biggest audience. So God bless Gladys Knight.
And you know what's funny? I'll tell you a funny little story is that we're talking about Brett Baer, then we're talking about Gladys Knight kind of back to back. And I remember years ago, I was, I still am a very good friend, but in those days, I was a very good friend then with a guy who was a manager for Gladys Knight. And he invited me to Lake Tahoe to see Gladys Knight perform. And we were in the car driving from our hotel to Gladys Knight's concert. And at that moment, we witnessed a bad car accident, and it was snowing out and slippery, just like Brett Baer in Montana. We were in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and two cars collided with each other right in front of us. We came upon it the second it happened, and one car flipped, and the window, I don't know why in the snow they had their window open, but a dog ran out the window and ran into the forest, and the people in the car, so I stopped my car, and I got out in the middle of a you know, blazing blizzard. I got out to help the people, and the people were screaming, help us, our dog, help us. I said, what do you mean your dog? Didn't you see it? Our dog ran into the woods. So now it's pitch black outside in a blizzard, and I'm running in the woods looking for a dog, thinking I'm going to get eaten by a coyote or a bear. And I found the dog and brought it back to the car and went on to the Gladys Knight concert. I don't know why that came to my mind, but that was about 15 years ago in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. So, strange story, but I thought of Brett Bears and his car upside down in a snowstorm, and I thought of Gladys Knight, and it all came together. There you go.
No, there's a good segue. And, you know, I have not had the privilege of working with Gladys, but I had the privilege of working with, you know, Dennis Edwards, the lead singer of The Temptations, with The Temptations, with Natalie Cole, as a musician, with some of the greatest soul singers.
What do you play, James?
I play keyboards, and I play harmonica, and I sing. And, you know, so I appreciate a good soul singer, and Gladys is one of the very best. And so it's just wonderful. You know, the Star Spangled Banner has been some epic performances before the Super Bowl. The late Whitney Houston sang it and just, you know, knocked the socks off of the fans. Cher even did a beautiful job with the national anthem, believe it or not. And I think Gladys is going to sing one for the ages coming up at this iteration of the Super Bowl. So it's going to be great.
All right. Obviously, the biggest news story in America has been the Covington kids. I've covered it not quite as much as I probably should have. I probably spent, you know, 5 minutes yesterday of my one-hour TV show on Newsmax TV, and I've spent probably 5 minutes today on my 2 hours so far, 2.5 hours of radio, because I just, you know, look, it's just, to me, it's just another story of the liberal nutcases and snowflakes and crazy people and liars and fake news. There's so many of them out there. But unfortunately, what's made into a bigger story, because there was so much slander and lies and fake fraud about what these kids did, they did nothing wrong. But it's just, to me, it was just another story about something like that. The liberals do it every day. The media, you know, lies every day. But then it turned into something more because so many people said, we want to kill these kids. And so many Hollywood celebrities almost dared their fans to go murder them or punch them or hurt them in some way or set their school on fire with them locked inside. These are the things they were saying. It brought out the craziness of liberals. So it really is a big story. I don't know how our segment came to an end that quick, but there's the music. James, hold on. I want you to comment as soon as we get back. Comment completely on these Hollywood celebrities that went nuts and threatened these kids or asked their fans to threaten these kids. I just can't even believe anybody would, you know, look at the girl on the actress on Saturday Night Live who offered to give it oral sex if you would go hurt one of the kids. I mean, these people are crazy. I guess they think it's a joke, but they have fans that won't think it's a joke and will hurt these kids, then come back and expect oral sex. Can you imagine how crazy you'd be to make that offer? All right, I'll shut up and let James comment as soon as we get back. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, or Hollywood gossip expert. JamesHurston.com is the website. I'm Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio, right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, hurston.com. James, welcome back to the show. Tell us your reaction to the Hollywood celebrities who are literally begging and egging on their fans to hurt or murder these poor innocent Catholic school boys. I guess because they're white and they were wearing Trump hats, they deserve to die. Is that not Hollywood's reasoning?
No, it was. It was horrible. And as you pointed out, this Saturday Night Live writer who said that she would have oral sex with anyone who would punch this kid in the face. We had a DJ who talked about burning the school to the ground
with them in it,
children inside, killing them, and they received death threats. They received individual death threats because people like Kathy Griffin encouraged what's called doxing to release personal details on people. And others started releasing those personal details, and these kids were doxxed. And this was all over a 30-second video that was posted on Twitter out of a two-hour event, where, in fact, these students who had marched in the March for Life, they were there in Washington, D.C. to march for life. They were approached. They were the victims. They were approached originally by a black group, the Black Israelites, who were calling them all kinds of horrible profanity, racist profanity. And then this Nathan Phillips and his friends approached them beating a drum. And then this Nathan Phillips guy, who claims to be a Vietnam vet and a Native American,
went on CNN,
and he lied about the event. He lied. He claimed that the students hurled insults his way, which wasn't true. You can watch 2 hours of the video. He claimed that he was cornered and trapped by this kid who was smiling. That wasn't true, because if you look at the video, he easily can escape the kids. The kids were restrained. They were gentlemen. These children have been made victims. Their school had to shut down because it wasn't safe to hold classes And in part, it's because of these Hollywood people posting vile things on their Twitter pages mostly and Instagram pages. And give credit, at least one Hollywood person, Jamie Lee Curtis, had the maturity and the decency to apologize and say that she made a snap judgment. She based her snap judgment on a photo. And she wrote, I know better than to judge a book by its cover. I wasn't there. I shouldn't have commented. Well, I hope that spreads around in Hollywood. And the good thing about this event is it shows something important about fake news. It's dangerous. And when it gets into the social media realm, it can hurt people and harm people. And so, you know, it's going back and forth between something that goes viral on Twitter and then is picked up by places like CNN and MSNBC. And this coming on the heels of the BuzzFeed debacle about Michael Cohen, I think at least reaches some people out there and tells them, don't trust the mainstream media, which is good advice.
All right, a lot of crazy people. Here's what I don't get. What if the shoe is on the other foot? I don't understand. If Wayne Root tweeted out, I'll give you a gift if you go murder people, burn a liberal's house down and let them all be locked inside it, and if they die, I'll give you a gift. Can you imagine that'd be the end of my career in a nanosecond? How is it possible that they get away with this? And not only that they don't get fired from their jobs, like Saturday Night Live gal, but also Twitter doesn't fire them. They don't ever have their accounts suspended. When I would get suspended just for telling a joke that Twitter thought was in poor taste. It's just absolutely bizarre, isn't it? It's terrible.
Well, you can get suspended for putting up a picture of the president on Twitter or Facebook these days. So, yes, no, there's no question. There's blatant, utter bias. But again, I say that's the good thing about this, because it's an object lesson that helps people understand just how fake news is and just how dangerous it can be. So in that sense, you know, it's really good. And a couple of the Covington students put up their own YouTube video explaining what has happened to them personally, talked about this doxing, exposing students' private information and how their families were threatened. It's unbelievable. And certainly the shoe's on the other foot. Can you imagine if a conservative had done anything remotely like this, they would be banished.
Right. It was just even talking about, you know, just tell them to shove off. Just tell them to shut up. They'd probably kick you off Twitter or suspend you. But these people threaten murder, and Twitter says it doesn't violate their policies. It's so bizarre, I don't even know what to say anymore.
James, it's illegal. It's illegal. They're going to be sued.
Well, they're being investigated right now, is the word that I just saw on, must have been Gateway Pundit or Breitbart. I just saw moments ago, the Attorney General of Kentucky. Here it is. Kentucky prosecutor confirms multiple investigations underway into Twitter users for terrorist threats against the Covington kids, which is good. All right, James Hurston, thanks for coming on, man. JamesHurston.com.
Right.
Have yourself a great day. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, coming up next, Newsmax TV in 3, 2, 1.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.